We are joined today by Executive Vice President and Chief Policy Officer for U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Neil Bradley, here to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic. It's just a relief bill of some sort. I mean, that's really what the key word is, the relief. How long have we been waiting for this now? We're almost near the end of the year.
Well, about 7 months, Bruce, and it is long overdue. You know, if you think back to this spring when the pandemic started, Congress came together on a bipartisan basis to provide assistance for small businesses and families that were negatively impacted. Well, now, 9 months later, the assistance has expired, but the pandemic is still with us. And absent an additional round of support from Congress, there are small businesses on main streets all across Ohio, there in Cleveland and around the United States, that are going to shutter for good. And lots of families who aren't going to be able to keep a roof over their head and food on the table. So it's a dire time. We desperately need Congress to come together and get this package done.
Without reliving those 7 months again, what really has been the sticking point? Why is we initially get something and then what does it take them time to decide initially what do we need to do or hoping it goes away? What was really what's dragging out so long?
Yeah, there were a couple of things there, Bruce. So, you know, the assistance did run through the summer, and so there was a time to see how it was working. And the economy did begin to recover this summer and into the fall, and we were seeing promising green shoots. The problem is today we're back to where we were economically this spring, and that's the real danger. You know, last month in Ohio, 40% of small businesses reported a reduction in revenue. That looks like May-type levels. 12% of small businesses in Ohio reported that they had to let go of employees last month. And so this is the height of the holiday season, the last 2 months of the year, when small businesses should really be thriving and making a go of it. And instead, they're having to cut back hours and cut back employees. So, you know, the election and lots of other things got in the way, but it's never too late to do the right thing. And the right thing for Congress is to do is deliver on this pandemic relief.
So what's the timeline? Are they planning to get it done? It seems like it's almost always about to get there, and then there's a sticking point. Something gets changed or somebody else has an objection to it.
Yeah, you know, it feels like, you know, those old Charlie Brown cartoons, Lucy and the Football, right?
Right.
Yeah, we get ready to kick the ball through the uprights, and suddenly it gets pulled away from us. I think we're close, closer than we've been in a lot of months. A bipartisan group of senators and House members came together last week and unveiled a package. Yesterday evening, we saw the Trump administration essentially agreeing with that package with some small suggested tweaks. The congressional leadership on both sides have been supportive of these negotiations. So, you know, I think we have the contents, the ingredients for a deal. And maybe if nothing else, necessity will be the mother of invention. You know, we keep reminding our elected officials here in Washington that if they don't act, 12 million Americans, including 488,000 families in Ohio, will be kicked off their unemployment insurance on December 26th. We've all heard about Scrooge. It's hard to imagine anything more Scrooge-like than kicking 488,000 Ohioans off of unemployment benefits the day after Christmas. So I don't think any elected official wants to have that on their record. I'm hopeful that they're going to come together and get this done.
If it does come together and they get it done, what's the timeline then for the relief to actually be distributed? You know, there's always a gap between passing something and actually enacting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think it'll be a short gap this time, shorter than it was in the spring, in part because these programs were already created. And so we think it'll be pretty turnkey, particularly for the aid, for local governments, for the unemployed, and frankly, for banks to be able to extend these PPP loans to small businesses. So, if they get this done in the next week, I think that it'll deliver the aid when it's needed and that we can avoid the worst of what would happen should somehow Congress fail.
Now, you, I guess, would like us individuals to get a hold of our officials and tell them what we think, right?
Well, you know, remember, they work for us, right? We don't work for them. They work for us. So we want to make it easy for your listeners. Go to uschamber.com. That's uschamber.com. You can do two important things there. You can learn more about this pandemic relief bill and what it will mean for you there in Cleveland and across the country. But you can also, with the click of a button, contact your two senators and your member of Congress and tell them that you're demanding action, that you want them to deliver pandemic relief before they come home.
Mr. Bradley, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting the information out today.
Thanks so much for having me.